The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
One thing you don't see a huge amount of, if ever you happen to go fishing by the lakes of the Carve or the Mask or the Moy or wherever you might be, is women. For whatever reason, you don't see a lot of it. But they're out there and they want more of you. This is what we're hearing from Lorraine O'Donnell. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm great. What is it you want? It's like, I'm reminded of the Kitchener poster, Your Country Needs You. It's like your lake needs you.
Absolutely.
Talk to me.
Okay, so, women don't really fish. And as you say, we don't see a lot of them fishing. And we set about, we've done a number of programs over the years and invited women along. And they generally didn't show up, basically.
Yeah.
So we decided then we'd go and do a little bit more detail. And we talked to a few people and a few experts. And we put a package together and we tried to make it as attractive as possible for women to at least try fishing. So we're saying you can come and try it. All you do is book in and show up and we're going to run you through what you could need to do or what it's like. And then hopefully we'll get a number of them then that would like to go fishing and we might link them in with a group or develop a program around getting them to go fishing. And it's been amazing so far. It's been a roller coaster for the last 2 weeks. It's been phenomenal, the interest from women. It's actually bowled me over, to be honest.
And what are they saying? Why are they coming out and what are they getting from it?
Yeah, so what they're saying is that obviously the reason that the barriers they were saying why they didn't go fishing was that it's perceived as being male oriented.
Yep.
And it's a cold, damp, wet sport where it can be quite boring. And to be honest, that's probably a perception not just women have, a lot of people have.
Yes.
So we said that, okay, we'll cover the aspect of the equipment and all that. So all the equipment is going to be provided for them. So that ticked that
that's
box.
That's a huge box to tick, by
huge
the way, because you've
ticked.
Got the line, the rod, the flies, the cast. You've got you want to have maybe coats and hats if it's hot. And you need to be well prepped.
Yeah. And anyone who likes the outdoors knows that once you're well prepped,
yeah.
You don't really notice whether the weather is good or bad.
Definitely.
So we have that covered. So then the locations then was the next one. And these aren't in order, actually. I'm going to give you the last one first.
Okay.
The first and last. The next one then was the location. So it's funny how we pitched it as in locations. So we went where we've got experts kind of to help us anyway. So obviously Ballina. And note, we didn't say the Moy in Ballina, because if we said the Moy in Ballina, it doesn't mean a lot to non-anglers, really.
Yeah.
Whereas Ballina is like, oh, yeah, it's nice. I go there on my holidays and whatever. And it's the same. We said Cork for the River Blackwater and Limerick for the River Shannon. So three beautiful. I mean, I know yourself, you're an angler, Ryan.
I'm only a spoofer,
rivers.
But I don't have the time to do it. But I could wax lyrical about it. In terms, I wouldn't call it a sport. I'd call it a joy to a symphony for the soul. It's such a beautiful thing to do. Nature, birds, water lapping, the boat, the removal from reality, and it's just a gorgeous thing for the head. And I've never fished the Blackwater, but every time I've been to, say, Lismore Castle or see the Blackwater in full flow, it's just beautiful. Flowing water, water generally, is just beautiful in its natural.
Beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely. And the sky changes and the water changes. Everything changes while you're there.
Yeah.
And so we've gone for beautiful locations. I mean, it's really like, tourism as well, kind of attractive to get the women to get into interest in that side. And then the other side, then we went for like the top woman in Ireland. I mean, even the men say she's one of the top in Ireland. I mean, they're jealous. And it's really funny, some of the comments. And as talking to families at events, and the men are kind of saying, well, you don't want to be talking to her too much now because, I go fishing to get away from things. I don't want to be
with
me.
Yeah. Well,
so
you can go on that boat and I can go on that boat and we can meet up in about an hour or two, or maybe three or four. Where are you from originally?
Okay, I'm from Kinvara. Everybody I know is from Kinvara.
We need to go to Kinvara. I've got it into my head. I want to go and do a show from Kinvara because it's such a beautiful.
That's
gorgeous. We've passed through it, but we haven't stayed. Now, do you come from a fishing family, or are you a newbie, or how does this work?
Oh, I don't come from a fishing family. We're the families that live along the coast that mackerel fishing in the summer.
Lovely.
My dad, Tommy McCormick in Kinvara,
yeah.
He is stone mad about mackerel fishing. He feeds half the village You know, and when they're in, and it's so much fun. And, you know, my kids do it as well, a small bit with him. And I do that myself. To be honest, I'm one of the people that kind of think anything is boring. And I've come around slowly by, you know, following people and going with people and meeting. And I have to say, meeting women, we met two amazing women down in Limerick last summer, in one of the small events we ran. And, you know, it is a joy. It's absolutely so peaceful. It's so beautiful. I can't say enough about it.
No, I agree. Yeah. And sorry, just as you're talking about your dad and you know, even chatting earlier on about Ned and Eamon and father and son, in your case, father and daughter. It's a beautiful thing. I remember with my own girls pulling mackerel out of the sea a few times, and even with their friends or what have you. There's something so much fun, and it's Mother Nature in action, and Darwin in action. But
and when the fish goes on the hook and you've got something on the end of the line.
The thrill of the line, yeah.
It's just a blast of adrenaline.
That's right.
And the excitement and the shrieks and the shrieks.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, and like that, then what you do now kind of thing. You know what I mean? That's what you see.
I thought you could only buy them in the shop would be a common reaction from a city child. But nevertheless, but then the fly fish is a completely different experience, as you know, and it's a much more calm. It's not definitely not for kids, because it's if you're like me, you'll either never catch one or you might catch one in a blue moon. But it's just about being out there. That's the joy, as much as anything else.
And there is a lot of concentration in it. I know, as a beginner on the fly fishing, because I'm counting in my head 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 1, 2, 3, fling, and this is what the girls are teaching us. And there is a lot of concentration, and it is really nice for your brain. I think it does develop, you know, that whole thing we're saying about using our brains more and dementia and all that. I think there's a lot of that in it that people don't even realise, you know.
Well, Donald in Dublin says, my father once told me, fishing has nothing to do with catching fish. What a nice way of putting it.
It's lovely.
It makes total sense, as he says. And Sean was on, you know, again, it's lovely memories. My sister Catherine, God rest her, was a great fisherwoman and caught many trout and an odd salmon on Loch Mask. So he's remembering life there. And the Tiernan brothers in Foxford and Mayo run an angling business in Foxford on the River Moy. We'd be more than happy to see more people, young and old, getting into the sport. So thanks for giving it the promotion. Well, it's a lot of it's tied up. We used to fish a little in my own family down in Connemara and Ballinahound there near Inverin in Connemara, and I've the happiest memories on that lake again with my dad, and he'd be smoking a Silk Cut Purple and we'd have the fig rolls and a pot of coffee, never tea, but lovely memories. I'm there on the lake as a boy as we speak. Another says fly fishing clubs here and in the UK are crying out for younger members because fly fishing is dying, they say there, and the youth find it too slow and not instant enough and too boring. But you're talking about women rather than younger people, or you can combine both, obviously. And you're encouraging people to log on to fisheriesireland.ie/women, and they can find the dates and locations and head out for an afternoon of pure delight and introduction to that world. Is that it, Lorraine?
That's it. There's just another event that's coming up as well in Mayo, the Casting for Recovery, and that's a really amazing initiative that started in the US, and there is an event in Ireland this year, and they have events between Ireland and the UK. They have a Facebook page, and they are for women that are going through breast cancer and surviving breast cancer, because they find the action of fishing actually, as well as the mental well-being, it actually physically helps their muscles.
Tremendous.
And it's been proven so, and that's on in Mayo as well this summer in April.
What a great thing to
so
do.
So definitely people, you know, they might take a different cohort of people that might like to go to that, and they have a lot of social events around that as well.
Sounds
good. Gathering, so it's really nice. Yeah.
Sounds good. Lorraine, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. We'll see you somewhere. Tight lines, as they say.
Thank you, Ryan.
All the best. Lorraine O'Donnell joining us from, she's Education and Outreach Officer with Inland Fisheries Ireland, and fisheriesireland.ie/women for more details on that.